Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I am Reba Haas of Team Reba.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
Yes. So let's get to our guests. I need to not get so fired up and...
Gotta calm me.
I know. Calm me down.
That never happens on this show either.
People are going to think I'm just too jacked up on caffeine, but I'm not even having caffeine right now. So anyway, I want to get to our fun guests because they got some fun stuff to tell us about.
Yay, we're fun.
Yes, you're fun. Not only does Joe get to wear a cape, but he's fun in his cape.
Super Joe.
So welcome, you guys.
So we got Ben Andrews. And Ben is the director of events for the Renton Chamber of Commerce, right?
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
And Joe Perez.
Yes.
And Joe, we're trying to get more than like one or two words out of you.
I know. He's the cape jack of all trades.
Right.
Well,
you're
started
keeping the chamber rolling, right?
Yeah. I started helping out on the IT stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then once everything got leveled out, I do just a little bit of everything to keep them running.
Got it.
Okay.
He actually secretly runs the chamber.
don't tell Vicky.
He sits in the shadows.
Maybe Vicky did that on purpose.
Yeah.
For anyone who doesn't know, Vicky Baxter is the CEO of the chamber. I work with her on the board of directors there. So,
and she is a fabulous boss.
She's
just in case
awesome.
She's listening.
That
yes.
she is.
But it's more than truth, actually.
Oh, yeah. No, I adore her. I think she's fantastic. She's been one of the most wonderful things to happen to the chamber.
Yeah.
In a while, so.
All right. Well, I want to know. I want to know. So chambers. I mean, your functions to bring activities and bring business into the city, and you just showed me a video at the break of coming up, just kind of a lead up to this Comic-Con for City of Renton, and before I forget, if anybody wants to check this out, you want to look at Renton City Comic-Con. .com or Google Renton City Comic Con.
Correct.
But you had honest to goodness stormtroopers out on the main streets of Renton. Tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, we've done it twice now, and it actually surprised me. Originally, we were just looking for some fun things to combine efforts, because I also sit on the board of directors for the Renton Downtown Partnership, and they do a downtown cleanup.
Sure.
So I'm all about. Multiple stones, one bird. And so we're like, why don't we combine what RenCon is doing with the Downtown Partnership? So we invited this...
Super smart.
We invited this group called the 501st. They're called Vader's Fist. And they're literally a group that's all across
Vader's
the world.
Vader's Fist?
Vader's Fist. Darth Vader.
Okay.
Vader's Fist. And they're just fans of the Star Trek or Star Wars world. Man, I almost screwed that up.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's a major football there.
Ouch. That was close.
Party foul.
And they have literally garrisons across the world, and they go out and they raise money for charity. So they'll go to comic book conventions.
And these guys are not just sort of like dressed up like a cheap Halloween costume. They got the full-on white stormtrooper outfits.
Yep.
You mentioned they've got the voice changers.
Voice modulators.
Voice modulators.
These are literally...
That's pretty cool.
They're spending thousands of dollars on their costumes.
So you've got these guys out there almost working like a chain gang of people cleaning up, and they're guarding or basically...
I was going to say, they're not the ones being the chain gang. They're not doing the picking up.
No.
They're like holding their weapons, and they're guarding the people that are out there sweeping the streets and cleaning up.
They're literally saying things like, move along, citizen. And they're like...
nice.
And one of the things I found out is these guys have the funniest sense of humor. I mean, like, we went by a toy store, and in the window was this little doll of Darth Vader, and all three of them peered into the windows and put their hands over their mouth as if like they were completely offended. Like, not Vader! And so we're taking pictures, and they were just hilarious.
Oh, nice.
This is not the trash you were looking for.
Right, right.
They had one-liners all day. It was great.
So so you actually had people watching this and kids coming up and then actually joining in on the cleanup effort as part of that, right?
Yeah, parents had their, they'd be out with their kids, and the kids obviously wanted to get photos with the stormtroopers.
Right.
Sure. But then we conscripted them. And they would join the downtown cleaning crew. I got to tell you, actually, as a father myself, I have an 8-year-old son and a 4-year-old daughter, but I had this moment of dad pride. It was an intense one because here we are, we're in the downtown corridor of Renton cleaning up, and my son just randomly grabs me and he pulls my arm down and he almost kind of whispers and he goes, "Dad, this is the most amazing thing ever." And I'm just like, and at the, yeah, I was just thinking.
That's definitely a heartwarmer.
Yeah, it's like at least one of his first civic duty memories mm-hmm. will be associated with a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Well, okay, so before we even got on air today, what did you say was a thing that you're trying to create?
Oh, well, I have several social theories and civic theories, but one of the slogans that's been running through my head a lot is returning the fun to civic duty. Because I think we live in a liability nation at this point where it doesn't matter whether you're in government, whether you're in corporations, everybody is so worried about being formal and structured, and we pass motions and everybody has to vote and we have to be careful and you can't leave any
gaps.
You
have to carry E&O insurance.
Yeah, it's exactly. And I think, especially with the millennials, and we can see the tendencies in the millennials because they even with RenCon, the geek culture is becoming so powerful.
Yes, it is.
And the millennials, they just want to have fun. They mm-hmm. want to have fun. They don't want to be stripped down to this kind of very sterile format that we've been mm-hmm. pushed into. So I'm like, why can't we do both? Why can't we have fun? Why can't we do our civic duty? And so, I'm pushing in that direction every way I possibly can.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, I love it. I love what you're doing. So you had this whole promotional thing about what's coming up with the Renton City Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us more about what is the whole event? When is it going to be? Where is it going to be held?
Well, sure. It's we're going to have the RenCon October 28th through 30th, and that's Halloween weekend. So there will be an epic costume party mm-hmm. for those of you who
like
that
to will
dress
be
up.
Epic. Yeah.
And it's 3 days. It's Friday through Sunday, obviously, mm-hmm. and at the Red Lion Inn.
Okay. Red Lion Inn.
Okay, right on the corner of Grady Way and Highway 167, right where Renton begins.
Right.
Okay, got it.
And this is our first year.
This is where Renton begins.
And the rest of the world begins.
Yeah. That is the curve right there.
It's right where Renton ends and then the south end begins.
Right before the curve.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. Behind the curve. Yeah.
Maybe you won't get caught in all that traffic down there.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, we're going to throw up some huge banners there between the intersection of 167 and 405, so maybe we will cause some traffic.
Perfect.
Who knows?
Yeah. Okay.
But... and it's a first year event, and one of the things that we've been struggling with is, there's these famous Comic-Cons all over the world now. There's the Emerald mm-hmm. City Comic-Con in Seattle, mm-hmm. and then there's the real Comic-Con, which is in San Diego, and the format is very similar to that. But we were looking at some things of, like, how do we make this unique? How do we put our own little flavor? And I think we have a really exciting one. There's this... artist, her name's Kim Beaton. At this point, I'm pretty much sure she's world famous, but if you've ever been into the lobby of Wizards of the Coast, they have a dragon there. Has anybody been there?
Down in Kent.
You know, I had to miss it when we had the board meeting there. I was so bummed. I know it's, but I've seen photos. Well, they actually did, 425 Business Magazine did a, they have an article they always have of Office Envy, and they did show that in that article.
Yeah, they call that dragon Mitzi.
Okay.
Mitzi sits right there in the lobby, and she's an epic dragon. And Kim is the one that sculpted that. And Kim now does her sculptors, or whatever that term is. How do you say?
Sculptures.
Her sculptures. She does her art all across the world. She's got one in the Edinburgh Zoo. I mean, she's all over the world at this point. And what we're doing for RenCon is she will be doing a sculpture at RenCon. And... she is to the point where she doesn't have to do it all herself. She can have a team of like 10 to 20 people that have no sculpting experience, and she just oversees them. So,
That'll be fun.
Right. And the sculpture at the end of this, the idea is to take a crane, because it will be a heavy sculpture. Yeah. We will put it up on a semi-truck and deploy it as a public piece of art somewhere
excellent.
In Renton.
Oh, wow. That'll
and
be
if,
very cool.
And if I have my way, if we have our way, we will have a mini parade to deploy it.
Perfect.
As a matter of fact, we're also doing a geek car show at RenCon.
Now, what would be a geek car show?
Well, we all know Renton has a thing for car shows.
Sure.
And Cruising the Loop and all that. There's there's a culture there. So
there's even a Lamborghini club that meets in Renton.
Yes, they do. I know. Those jerks. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. No, they actually do that at the same time as the Renton car show. But the idea is because there's all kinds of these cars all around the state. There's the Scooby-Doo replica vehicle. There's a DeLorean from Back to the Future.
You're talking about the...
So
the geeky, geeky cars.
Yes, so there's also a Ghostbusters car. So,
sure.
So the idea is to have a car show with all the geek culture vehicles. And if we can pull these threads together, which we are making the best effort possible, we will deploy that piece of art with a little parade of geek culture vehicles.
A parade of geek cars, yeah. I got stuck behind the Wienermobile the other day, too. He's in town.
So. Is there only one?
I don't know. There might be more than one. But
you mean like the Oscar Mayer, or is there something else?
No,
okay,
there's probably multiple.
I was gonna say, you know, when you say the Wienermobile, that could probably be any other thing. But the Oscar Mayer thing is a very specific brand.
I actually put that on my blog thingy. I'm stuck behind some, you know, wiener on the road here. But
Oscar Mayer.
I need that guy.
Of course you did.
He belongs in our. He belongs in our car show. We need to
totally. You need that.
I'm gonna
be good.
Good call. Good call.
Yeah. Okay.
And stormtroopers.
Now you made me hungry, though. Now I'm thinking of food trucks.
We'll have those too.
Does that guy? Are they going to have food trucks down at the Comic Con?
Yeah, the bulk of the food I think will be supplied by Red Lion, but we're going to have a beer garden there also. And
nice choice.
We're working on
Now. Food trucks. If I want to go, but I don't want to dress up, can I just go and gawk?
Yeah.
At this event?
No, you'll be shot instantly.
Yeah.
Okay. By a stormtrooper.
No, of course the. Anybody's welcome. There is a whole portion of the crowd that, of course, will dress up.
Sure,
but,
sure.
I'm sure the expectation is that the majority of people will be in some kind of...
I don't think... Joe's a connoisseur of Comic-Cons. So it's
everybody's 50-50? Welcome. Yeah.
It's like 50-50. Half of them dress up, half of them don't.
I've never been to one, so I'm horribly curious. I know. So I have nieces and nephews who are totally into this, but they're back on the East Coast, and they do the whole cosplay and, you know, whatever kind of stuff. So, okay, I want to hear more about even, like, the costuming and all that kind of good stuff. And I have a question about the website here, too, when we come back with Open House with Team Reba. If you have questions, call us, 866-712-1300.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.